cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump confirmed today the cuts in the federal workforce have only just begun. Linda Kenyon has the details from the White House.
Thousands of workers have already been fired through the administration's Department of Government Efficiency. Now President Trump says the cut will go even deeper.
We're cutting down government. We're cutting down the size of government. We have to. We're bloated. We're sloppy. We have a lot of people that aren't doing their job. We have a lot of people that don't exist.
Speaking during the first cabinet meeting of his second term, the president said agencies have until March 13th to submit their plans for a reduction in force. The result could be an overhaul in how government operates. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Weijia Jiang reports the firings in D.C. will be felt across the nation eventually.
When you're talking about federal workers and you're talking about less people doing the same amount of work, it could have a real-life impact on the American public. When you're talking about the IRS, whether that means your tax refunds are going to come later, if you're talking about school bus safety inspections, is that going to take longer?
A Texas child has become the first death in the measles outbreak there. Dr. Amy Thompson of Covenant Health of Lubbock.
The patient has passed away from complications caused by the measles virus. The child was school-aged and did not reside in Lubbock County.
It's the first U.S. death from measles in a decade. The Supreme Court heard arguments today in the case of an Ohio woman, Marlene Ames, who says she was fired from her state job because she's heterosexual. CBS News legal reporter Catherine Cole.
The court gave about as clear a signal as I've ever seen in a case. They're going to side with Ames here.
Lower courts had dismissed her claims based on a precedent that someone from a majority group has to meet a higher bar to prove discrimination. New York's governor is vowing to fight back against President Trump's decision to pull the plug on so-called congestion pricing, which allows New York to charge a fee for driving in parts of Manhattan.
Orderly cessation was the phrase that came in the letter to us. Orderly cessation. I will propose something in the alternative. Orderly resistance.
Israelis gathered today for the funeral of a woman and her children who were killed in captivity in Gaza and became symbols of the hostage ordeal. Here's Deborah Potta.
Mourners lined the streets today as the funeral procession for Cherie Bibas and her two toddlers passed by. Her husband, Yarden, who survived the October 7 Hamas terror attack, bid them a heartbreaking farewell.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished off 188 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're working on learning more about a fire response at a Kenosha County school today. Fire crews were called to Pleasant Prairie Elementary early this afternoon with initial reports of smoke in a classroom. Summers and Bristol sent units to assist. Again, we're working on learning more. It looks like Joanne's got until about June. The Racine County Eye today has the latest about the closing of Joanne Fabrics. The store on Green Bay Road, along with all of their other locations, are shutting down. Twin Disc's former headquarters in Racine is back on the market. The asking price is now at $3.4 million after a previous redevelopment deal fell through. The 7-acre campus has been vacant since early 2023 when Twin Disc moved those operations to Milwaukee. and 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were terminated. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The union repping the employees says they'll sue over the firings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky for later tonight, some showers a possibility, and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 40s. Warm again Friday, breezy, partly sunny, and a high in the low 50s. It's 39 right now.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. I've got a question for you. I think you might be able to figure this one out. You might have the answer to this one.
Oh, now there's pressure. Okay.
There are typically 2 days on the calendar every year with no professional sports. So you think of the big professional sports. You got NFL football, NHL hockey, NBA basketball, MLB baseball. There should be 2 days on the calendar every year with none of those sports.
Used to be, you can get a Christmas Eve in there, but that's not the case anymore.
No, you're usually going to get sports on Christmas for sure.
Yeah. January 1st, that's typically a...
That's going to be hockey.
Well, historically, that's a bowl game. That's, everybody.
But I guess you could argue that's not professional sports. But that's not what I'm thinking of.
No, I don't know. Show me... Boy, this is a tough one.
Really? Okay.
I guess early February. I'm not too sure about the hockey season these days.
Yeah,
I
you get hockey and basketball, yeah. The days I'm thinking of, you want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
The days I'm thinking of are the days around the All-Star break. Because you got travel days for the All-Star break in Major League Baseball.
Well, I think it would be helpful to establish what our pro sports are.
Yeah, I said MLB, NBA, NHL, and NFL.
Okay, you're not putting soccer in there because I know they've adjusted. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, those are the days. The days around the All-Star break. You got travel days for Major League Baseball All-Star break, and there's
You're telling me that's the answer.
That's it.
Oh, really?
So there's no MLB, there's no NBA, there's no NHL, there's no NFL.
All right, so if we're planning a get-together, that'd be the time?
That's it. Mark your calendar. Those are the days I'm available, okay?
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it could work out. But honey, child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand.
Hi-ya.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Hi-ya.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Hi-ya.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed,
I can't stop my love. Lightning striking again.
taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
touches thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Don't run.
Hughes Corporation, rock the boat on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I want to save you some money. In fact, I want to save you up to 50% in some cases on local food, service, and merchandise. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals logo, and you can shop from home with, again, up to 50% savings in some cases. Check the Big Deals site often. We've got new deals every week.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I was just reading something, and this caught my eye because in my family, there's some wedding planning going on right now. One of my kids is getting married, and it says here the average engaged person spends more than 12 hours a week planning their wedding. In total, more than 528 hours goes into planning the event.
Just a walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
local news, timeless hits from Manfred Mann on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Have you signed up yet to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Just sign up at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It looks like Joanne's got until about June. The Racine County Eye today has the latest about the closing of Joanne Fabrics. The store on Green Bay Road, along with all of their other locations, are shutting down. We reported last week about the Racine store closing, but at that time, plans were to keep some of the locations open. We're working on learning more about a fire response at a Kenosha County school today. Fire crews were called to Pleasant Prairie Elementary early this afternoon with initial reports of smoke in a classroom. Summers and Bristol sent units to assist. Again, we're working on learning more. 10 federal employees at the Milwaukee VA were let go this week. It's part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce government spending. The impacted employees include at least 3 veterans. The American Federation for Government Employees has announced it's suing the federal government over the firings. It's part of a larger nationwide termination of 1,400 VA employees. For more about this weekend's Thrive event downtown, check out the Racine County Eye. The event spotlights wellness. You can learn more about how to feel better at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky for later tonight, some showers a possibility, and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 40s. Warm again Friday, breezy, partly sunny, and a high in the low 50s. Currently, it's 37.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's starting to feel like spring out there with those temperatures. Well, not really, but as we start getting towards spring, we start thinking about tornado season. The U.S. has more tornadoes than any other country in the world. Here are the top five states with tornadoes. Number five is Missouri. Number four is Illinois. Number three is Iowa. Number two, Nebraska. And the state with the most tornadoes is Texas. They average 169 tornadoes a year.
So don't you leave me standing.
Timeless Hits and the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Don's show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews every week. Now you can hear many of them in podcast form, too, on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
I got a friend in Jesus. So
Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Farming's still a big thing here in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke in her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 till 6. She's also got reports throughout the day, so keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits you hear right here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream in Racine, where happiness is served on a bun. When you're craving warm, comfort food on a chilly day, Dogs and Cream has you covered. Made to order, from yummy chili dogs to loaded Chicago dogs and gourmet pretzel dogs, every bite is pure satisfaction. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tells me all the time, you know she said so.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry.
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The cuts to the federal government and workforce aren't over yet. Erica Brown begins our coverage.
President Trump says more government workers will soon be fired.
We're cutting down the size of government. We have to. We're bloated. We're sloppy. We have a lot of people that aren't doing their job. We have a lot of people that don't exist.
The announcement came as he held the first cabinet meeting of his second term.
Correspondent Nancy